Gay Demon Stories, Working My Ass Off Part 1 Story by JD. The alarm goes off with the sound of a device made for torture. Groggily waking up, I search for the clock on the bedstand and click it into silence. Grabbing my phone from the nightstand, I check the time and see I still got an hour before I have to leave the house. Checking the date, I realize, today is the day. Holy shit, I mutter as I realize today is my 18th birthday. Finally, I think as I get up and go into the bathroom to shower and brush my teeth. Entering the bathroom, I go straight to turn on the hot water. I then go and brush my teeth while the water is getting hot. Once the water is hot enough and I'm done brushing, I strip. I take off my shirt and shorts. I then take off a purple thong with pink hearts, and I step into the tub. Getting the soap, I start scrubbing my arms, my chest, my leg, and my back. I get to my ass and scrub in between my cheeks and start to rub my hole slowly. I moan in the shower, getting hard. Scrubbing more, I moan more. Afterwards, I get the shower hose and kneel, spreading my cheeks apart. Feeling the water splash my hole, acting like a dick that I wish I had in me, I moan louder. Using my other hand, I start to rub my hole in anticipation for today. Minutes later, I come out of the bathroom and lock my room. Walking to the mirror on the wall, I look at my 5'6", 150 pounds of caramel skin-toned body. Turning sideways to get a look at my ass that keeps on growing, making it jiggle up and down, feeling the cold air on it and on my hole as I bend over slightly, I smile and laugh. Damn, I look hot, I say as I walk over to my dresser to get ready for school. Opening the secret compartment in the back of the dresser, I take out all the thongs and jock straps I own, trying them on, one by one, seeing which I would wear for the first time to school. First a pink with white polka dots thong, I swirl a little, jump and watch as my giant mounds move, feeling the thong ride deeper into my ass, ready to be swallowed by my hole, I moan. I look in the mirror and love how the thong makes my giant mounds seem even bigger. Taking off the polka dotted thong, I try on a sky blue jock strap and repeat the process with 9 more unique thongs and 9 different jock straps. Finally, I settle on the pink with white polka dots thong and put the rest of them away back in the secret compartment. Moving on to the jeans, I simply put on the tightest and most see-through pair I own. Picking a random shirt and jacket. As I finish dressing, I pull a box from under my bed. I open it and look at my 3 dildos, each being 2 inches longer than the last, with the longest one being 10 and shortest 6 inches. I grab the 10-incher and put in my backpack. I also grab my remote control vibrating butt plug. Taking down my jeans, I also grab my carry-on lube, pour some on the toy and move the thong as I massage my hole by fingering it in order to put the butt plug in, feeling the urge to get pounded as my cock rises halfway. After a minute, I pop my finger out, figuring my hole is loose enough, go the butt plug. Sliding it, I moan and grimace in a little discomfort until it's in place, snug and ready to be activated. I pat, almost spanking my ass and feeling it jiggle to make sure the toy's in. I spread my cheeks in order to reach the toy and press the button on it to be able to get instructions from the remote control I now put in my jacket's pocket. Closing the box, and sliding it under the bed, I stand up and adjust my jeans so that they cover my waist, thong, and now toy. Grabbing my stuff, I head downstairs and eat a quick meal before walking out to catch the bus. Seeing as I'm usually the first person on the bus, I head to my favorite seat in the very back corner on the left. Popping in my headphones and listening to Katy Perry, I chill as I go to school. The bus carries on and starts to pick up more people through a bumpy road, makes me jump and in return my ass jiggle and make me remember that my butt plug is in there, secure. As people keep on filing into the bus, I get annoyed with all the yammering and noise they are producing. Fuck stupid people, can't ride a fucking bus in peace and quiet, I mutter under my breath. Deciding to block them out with some fun, I decide to use my toy. Getting the remote control from my pocket, I push the button and put the toy on lowest vibrating setting. Feeling the vibration, I move my ass on the seat as the bus moves on through the bumpy road. Closing my eyes, and parting my lips, I moan ever so slightly and wish a giant cock was pounding my ass. Dragging my ass back and forth, I decide to unbutton my jeans and rub my erection through my skimpy thong. Putting my backpack next to me as barrier to hide my horny deeds, I moan again. Imagining that I'm getting fucked as I ride dick, I bite my lips and slowly jerk my cock. Feeling the pre-cum soil my thongs, I gather some up as I bring it to my lips and suck clean my finger that was carrying my salty white semen. pulling my jeans slightly down, I feel the cold leather from the bus's seat touch my bare cheeks. Spreading apart my cheeks, I press down onto the seat in order to lodge the toy deeper to hit my G-spot. Unsuccessful, I go back and eat my pre-cum again. Making a left turn, I notice that I'm one bus stop away from school. That one being the stop where my best friend, Andrew, lives. The bus stops and Andrew gets on, wearing his classic loose jeans and bright blue t-shirt. Making eye contact with me, he starts walking to the end of the bus. He strides through the bus, towering at 6'1", and having muscular definition that makes him weigh a solid 190 pounds of strength. I smiling as he gets to the back row and tries to plop down next to me. He says, "Dude, Pablo, move your shit, so I can sit down." Suddenly remembering I'm half naked with an exposed wet thong, I move my backpack, just enough to still cover my nakedness but for me to settle his backpack on the floor. Taking this opportunity, I stealthy and quickly pull my jeans over my rump and button and zip up the jeans. Feeling the pre-cum making a stain on my crotch, I try to wipe it and swallow any that is on my hand to get rid of the evidence. Andrew turns to me just in time, and notices me sweating a little, and asks, "What's wrong? What's that vibration?" Looking around to find the source. Realizing it the butt plug, I grab the control and shut it off, and reply, "Nothing, just kind hot, ya know this damn butt doesn't have a good day, see, not lying, and oh, it was just my phone, my mom just needed something." He simply nods, puts his headphones on and starts jamming out. I sigh and feeling relief as I still feel the ever so present toy digging into me, in such a pleasurable way. Getting to school, the bus stops in the bus area and the people start filing out. Lastly, Andrew stands up and walks to get off the bus. I stand and rearrange my jeans to make sure my ass is covered. I grab my backpack and walk off. Andrew waiting the calls me to hurry up or else we'll be late to class. Looking down at my fashion of my jeans and missing the now dry stain, he asks, "Interesting jean choice." Looking down at them, I look at him and laugh. I reply thanks and we start walking towards the school. Him taking the lead and I walking slower, I glance at his perfect ass, every once in a while looking at his face when he looks back. To be continued. JD Voxdoc spoken voice text audio provided by Awesome Cramabone Glows and Blows Playroom, Denver, Colorado, April 15th, 2016.